Let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Professor Joshua Goldstein standing by. He's a professor at the School of International Service at American University. Has a new book out. It's called Winning the War on War. And Professor, welcome to America's Radio News.
Good to be with you.
You make the case in this book that despite conventional wisdom, which tells us that we have seen a decade of war, in particular in the United States, that actually armed conflict is going down in the world. Why don't you explain that?
Well, the United States has had a decade of war, but the rest of the world has actually gotten a lot more peaceful. The number of people being killed in wars worldwide is down half in this last decade what it was in the 1990s and about a third what it was in the Cold War. So look, one war is one too many, and there's still about a dozen going on, but these are smaller than in the past. And the big change is that the big national armies are not fighting each other anywhere in the world. So those big armies with tanks, airplanes, submarines, and everything, nowhere are they fighting each other. And what we're left with is civil wars. They tend to be smaller, and they're shrinking and becoming more localized in recent years.
So what do you attribute to this to?
Well, I think there's three parts that are important. One is that the world's becoming more prosperous, and it doesn't pay to conquer land anymore. What pays is trade. That's how you get ahead. And so war doesn't work for that. The second part is that people's ideas about war are changing. After many centuries where war was considered glorious and uplifting, now it's not considered so cool, and we know that it's a pretty horrible thing. And then the third is the international community has new tools, the United Nations and peacekeeping, that are more effective than in the past. So in the past, when you went in and got a ceasefire agreement, it broke down more than half the time. But now that's down to only about 10% of the time that it breaks down because the peacekeepers have become more effective in keeping the parties to a peace agreement and letting them disarm with some kind of security around them.
What do you say to criticism that the UN isn't very effective?
Well, the UN has had a lot of problems in the past and a lot of challenges. The biggest problem it's had is not having enough money. So we send in peacekeepers with a big mandate to someplace like Rwanda, and they just don't have boots, they don't have paper, they don't have armored personnel carriers or any of the stuff that they need to be effective. And then they have to stand by and watch terrible things happen. When they've had enough resources, like in Sierra Leone, there was a very successful mission. And then they've got a very good record. So I think we're learning as we go along, but the UN needs a lot more support. Unfortunately, there's a bill in the U.S. Congress right now that would cut off U.S. donations to peacekeeping, and that's a terrible idea because peacekeeping is really cheap. The average American household pays $700 a month for our military and only $2 a month for peacekeeping. So we could afford to actually beef up our peacekeepers a little bit, make them more effective, and it wouldn't hurt us financially.
Our guest is Professor Joshua Goldstein. He's a professor at the School of International Service at American University. So you say that we need to beef up the peacekeepers, let's just say, for example, in the United Nations, but then you've got a military alliance, NATO, that just pulled off a successful operation deposing a ruthless dictator and preventing the slaughter of citizens in Libya, and that's a military organization, not at all a peacekeeping force.
Well, these two are not working against each other at all because the Libya operation, which I was a supporter of and I thought was very successful in preventing a slaughter, as you say, that was done under a UN Security Council authorization. So oftentimes the UN is slow to get to the scene. They have to round up peacekeepers where they can find them and find money for them and so forth. So if you need a quick response, the UN authorizes it, and then somebody like NATO can move into the scene much quicker. Over the long term, often somebody like NATO moves out, and then you need to bring in peacekeepers, perhaps. So the two work together with each other.
All right, Professor Joshua Goldstein. He's a professor at the School of International Service at American University. He has a new book out. It's called Winning the War on War. Professor, thank you very much for making some time for us today here on America's Radio News.
Good to be with you, and there's more information at winningthewaronwar.com.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.